Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local officials are reacting to the Supreme Court ruling.
Our highest court essentially legalized the practice that had previously been known as slave catching.
Hotel workers are getting their pay raise.
We weren't begging. We were demanding that we earn this money. This is not just about wages.
And firefighters are gearing up for fire season.
The Sepulveda Basin spans nearly 2,000 acres in the San Fernando Valley, and it's become a public safety concern.
Welcome to the LA Local for Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Aaron Cooper. I seem to always host on a Tuesday, which is good because I like Tuesdays. Tuesdays are better than Mondays, we're more productive on a Tuesday, am I right? And we're only a day closer to Friday. So let's get to it. Here's what's coming up on today's LA Local. Is fire aid money actually getting to wildfire victims? Not everyone thinks so. Crews are clearing out brush to prevent fires, and hotel workers are getting raises while hospital workers are getting laid off. But first, we've been telling you about the ongoing ICE raids in Southern California, and yesterday we heard from Border Czar Tom Homan about his views on it all. And Monday's Supreme Court decision to lift the restraining order banning ICE raids is now hitting all the city, and we're getting some pretty intense reactions from every member of LA City Council. So here's what Council President Marquise Harris-Dawson had to say about it.
Yesterday was perhaps one of the darkest days in the history of our country, where our highest court essentially legalized the practice that had previously been known as slave catching, that went away shortly after the fall of the South in the Civil War. And we're now in a situation where the Supreme Court said these folks who are, we're not even clear, they're law enforcement officers, can decide someone is an illegal immigrant by their race, by the language they're speaking, or the job that they're doing. And so we want to make sure we mark this day in our city. And may Los Angeles continue to be the capital of the resistance. And thank you to all the members. I don't think there's a member of this council that did not put out a statement within hours of that decision, showing a united front against this assault on our city and also democracy in our country.
But we know immigration operations look different depending where you live. So our Alex Silverman wanted to hear from someone in a red state about what the experience is like to better understand the full implications of Monday's Supreme Court ruling.
Kate Lincoln Goldfinch runs a law practice serving immigrants across Texas. When she looks at California, this is what goes through her mind.
When you stand up and act brave, it brings the bullies.
In Texas, she says, because the legislature passed a law that requires local law enforcement to cooperate with ICE, they haven't seen the types of roving federal raids we have here.
But then again, I mean, you know, look at South Carolina. The largest raid in history occurred on Friday in South Carolina, and that's not a state that, you know, stands up to the president.
So it's not a black and white picture across the country. Many legal scholars think the Supreme Court's eventual decision could help cement a national standard.
Yeah, and in Los Angeles, as we heard yesterday from the Border Czar, it doesn't seem like ICE raids are going to end anytime soon. But now we're getting new information about the body that was found inside the trunk of a Tesla registered to this singer. He has been on tour for more than a month, and the body was discovered yesterday. Our Emily Valdez has more.
The medical examiner is trying to identify the badly decomposed woman. They can't even determine her age or race. They say she's about 5'2" tall, has wavy black hair, and was wearing a black tube top and size small black leggings. She was wearing two gold stud earrings and had a gold chain bracelet on. Another identifying mark, she has a tattoo on her right index finger that says, "Shh." Her body was found in the front trunk of a Tesla registered to the musician David at a tow yard in Hollywood. Police say the vehicle was towed there several days before after it was reported abandoned in the Hollywood Hills. Tow yard workers noticed a foul odor coming from the Tesla and called the police. The medical examiner is performing an autopsy to determine how she died. The singer David has been on tour since late July. There is no mention of the death on his social media.
Now, remember Fire Aid? It was that disaster relief charity concert event that happened in the wake of the January wildfires. Well, some people accused the nonprofit of fraud and questioned whether the money raised actually made it to the residents in Altadena and the Palisades. In response, Fire Aid released two audit reports that found it wasn't misusing money. But our special correspondent, Steve Gregory, says a California congressman still has questions about the way the money is being handled.
Kevin Kiley says despite recent news reports, there are numerous documents still being reviewed, including the actual grant applications from organizations that applied for funding.
I'm looking here at one entry where it says $1 million was given to the LA County Office of Food Equity, which is a public-private partnership that had only been created a couple months before the fires. And it says 1,800 people were targeted to get relief through this grant. And at the time, it says here on the spreadsheet, zero people have actually received it.
The Republican congressman who represents Central and Eastern California says he wanted to look into the fundraiser after seeing reports about possible misspending.
My goal is just to have transparency so that members of the public can get insight into exactly how these funds were used. But looking at the materials right now, it appears that they have given us the information we requested as to who received the grants and how those funds were deployed.
Kylie had requested the documents from FireAid, which will also be used for the U.S. Attorney General's investigation. Organizers released a summary of an audit done by a law firm hired by FireAid, which concluded money did go to organizations that are helping victims of the fires. And at least one Palisades neighborhood group said it is pleased with the results of the audit. Kylie says after he's reviewed all the documents, he plans to release them.
FireAid had raised roughly $100 million during its concert efforts. Now, while we're on fires, crews have started clearing out brush in the Sepulveda Basin to reduce the risks of future fires there. That means clearing out brush in the median of Burbank Boulevard near the 405. Our John Baird has more.
We often end up with some scorching hot days in the fall with the Santa Ana winds blasting through, so the last thing we need is acres and acres of bone-dry brush, fuel for the fire. That's why fire crews and street services crews were knocking down the brush in the Sepulveda Basin, L.A. Fire Captain Eric Scott.
The Sepulveda Basin spans nearly 2,000 acres in the San Fernando Valley, and it's become a public safety concern due to heavy vegetation, the encampments, and illegal dumping in the area.
The project won't be done overnight. It's considered a long-range effort that will help improve the safety in the basin. Watch for some lane closures, though, especially on Burbank Boulevard between the 405 and Woodley in the coming days, maybe till the end of next week.
So LA is preparing for many things all at once right now. They're prepping for fire season and trying to get ahead of it as much as possible. And the city is prepping for the 2028 Olympics. So hospitality workers in LA, who will have to care for the many tourists coming into the city, they got the first of a few pay raises today. A new city law mandates that they need to make at least $22.50 an hour. And a group of big hotels tried to stop that, but it didn't happen because they didn't get enough signatures to be on a ballot. So union leaders and anyone who supports those unions, they claimed a big victory with a rally outside LA City Hall yesterday.
These workers behind me made their voices heard. In the process, they spoke to their co-workers. They spoke to their community. They spoke to our partners in city council chambers. We weren't begging. We were demanding that we earn this money. This is not just about wages. This also was about health care. We fought and we won. So when corporations block the Olympic wage, they didn't just block workers from the pay or from the health care. They was sending a message to all workers in Los Angeles, saying that you don't deserve it because we said so.
And the so-called Olympics minimum wage law includes raises going all the way up to $30 an hour by the Olympics in 2028. And while hotel workers are getting pay raises, Children's Hospital LA is laying off hundreds of workers by October. Our Karen Adams has this story.
439 nurses, occupational therapists, psychiatric social workers, and others will lose their jobs. More than half are permanent. The hospital attributes the move to rising costs and federal and state funding cuts. In June, Children's Hospital LA closed its Center for Trans Youth Health and Development. It was one of the oldest and largest public providers of gender-affirming care in the country. The hospital CEO says the reductions were necessary to ensure CHLA can continue to survive in what he calls an uncertain climate.
So to end things off today, if you've heard me do LA Local in the past, you know that I love a good day. Today is this day, or happy this to those who celebrate. Well, did you know that today, Tuesday, marks the 175th year of California dreaming? Well, at least 175 years of California being the 31st state. And Governor Newsom recognized the day and had this to say.
Here in California, we celebrate our differences, what makes each person and each community unique, but we unite around the values that bind us together. We learn from our history, facing the shameful, sometimes painful parts of our past to do better today. We're successful not in spite of who we are or what we believe in, but because of it. We don't shy away from the truth or from a challenge. We grow from it. We're the most diverse state in the most diverse democracy in the world. Our diversity of thought and audacious spirit, the true spirit of the West, has made us the fourth largest economy in the world by design and intention. California will endure for another 175 years and beyond. There's no doubt about it. We'll be brighter and more prosperous than ever because of that indelible, intrepid Golden State spirit. Happy 175th, California.
So honor the day, eat an avocado, smell the poppies, take a hike, hug a bear. Okay, don't do that last one, but enjoy all the things California has to offer. All right, folks, this has been your LA Local for Tuesday, September 9th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Happy California Day to those who celebrate. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow to hear Nate the Great, Nate Ward, give you the news. Catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.